Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, June 17, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Evangelical Christianity is under attack in Victoria, Australia. Two pastors were convicted of vilifying Islam. Now a prison inmate has brought suit against the Salvation Army. Their Bible-based Alpha Course condemns witchcraft in violation of Victoria's 2001 Racial and Religious Intolerance Act. Salt Shakers Peter Stokes says Christian apathy has contributed to this.
We said right at the beginning this would affect evangelism, and lo and behold, praise God, this case was brought, which clearly affects evangelism. And I think it's God's message to the church.
The issue has awakened the church. Pray for the future of prison ministry. Next, Father's Day this weekend in the U.S. is a reminder that the breakdown of the family impacts the very heart of U.S. society. Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringa says prisons are filled with many inmates who grew up without a father. And in response,
we're trying to put these men and women in touch with a Heavenly Father who really truly cares for them and will be there for them so that we can rebuild society from the ground up, one inmate, one family at a time.
This Father's Day, pray that many U.S. inmates will find the life-changing love of the Heavenly Father. And the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism gives us an update in the aftermath of a devastating fire in Ukraine. The investigation on the fire that damaged the Church Ministries Institute has been closed. ABWE now needs $125,000 for fire-related repairs. The best news is that rather than shutting down, the students moved to a temporary location where two courses have already been conducted. Please pray that the ministry will continue to move forward. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.